Well, hello everybody and welcome to Basic Gospel with Bob Christopher and a very special guest we'll introduce in just a moment. I'm Bob Davis, and if you have a Bible question or a life issue you'd like to discuss, well, we have an open line for you right now at 844-322-2742. Of course, that's good in the U.S. and Canada, 844-322-2742. Let's talk about it in just a few minutes, but go ahead and call now, 844-322-2742. It's Basic Gospel, and here's Bob Christopher.
Well, thanks, Bob. We do have on the line with us right now Paul McLean, and Paul is a friend of the ministry. He is the chairman of our board of directors,
yes.
And he is calling us live from Mexico, where he's on a mission trip with his daughter. They're building a home this week, and Paul, welcome to Basic Gospel.
Yes, I'm glad to be here.
Hey, Paul.
Yeah, well,
we're here in northern Mexico, building a little house, and with more ministries, and we've got a group of a family of about 25 people building.
Oh, that's fantastic. And, you know, as I was thinking about your call today, and we've been talking about this for a number of months, the fact that you were going to be in Mexico this week, I started thinking about the passage in the book of Titus chapter 2, starting in verse 11. And we read this passage quite often. But one of the things that we fail to do is to really get to the end of it, to really see what the goal and what God has actually done in each of our lives. So it starts out with the grace of God, for the grace of God has appeared that offers salvation to all people. And it this grace teaches us to say no to ungodliness and worldly passions, and to live self-controlled, upright and godly lives in this present age. So that's what new creation looks like. It's saying no to the old way, saying, reckoning yourselves dead to sin and alive to Jesus Christ. It says all this happens while we're waiting for the blessed hope, the appearing of the glory of our great God and Savior, Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us to redeem us from all wickedness and to purify for himself a people that are his very own, eager to do what is good, eager for good works. So this new birth, this new creation, has birthed in us an eagerness to do good works. That's what God has done all this work in Jesus to accomplish, to do something inside of us that makes us eager to be a part of his plan, to be a part of his mission, to be a part of his work here in this world. And Paul, that's exactly what you're doing down in Mexico. You saw a need, you and your daughter, and y'all hooked up with a ministry, and y'all are meeting that need. It's out of that heart of eagerness to do what is good for other people, isn't it?
Yes. You know, the one thing I've kind of learned is that when you really understand the love and grace of God, especially what Basic Gospel is teaching, there wells up inside you a desire to express that love to somebody else. You know, you can share the gospel, feed somebody, take a meal to somebody, fill in and do things for people. And this is a way that we can express our love to these people in northern Mexico. I mean, in northern Mexico, you come across the border, the green grass goes away, all the dust and the dirt appears, and the critical shortage of homes down here is just acute that we would never know about. And this ministry has this plan that we built. It's 242 square feet of a home that 25 of us that's on a family camp. We have people age 65 down to 5 years old working together, and we build one of these homes in 4 days. And
wow.
You would think that you were giving those people a condo in Manhattan when you hand the keys over on Thursday afternoon. They're crying, and they're just so appreciative. When we hand them the home Bible and the keys to their new home, you do it. Just cannot believe the joy in their hearts.
Well, you've done this for a number of years. You and Holly have gone. This is kind of a summer tradition for the two of you, Holly being your daughter. And it is a wonderful way to express the love. A lot of times we receive, we receive, and we just become this reservoir of God's love. But that's not the picture we see in the New Testament. Springs of living water well up within us. It's a river of life that wants to flow out of us into the lives of others. And you're seeing that river of life flow out of you in some very tangible and practical ways that are helping people. And in doing so, it's opening up their hearts to hear the good news, isn't it?
It is. And these people, we start every day on the home site, and we hold hands and we pray. And we have someone that's prays in Spanish and in English. And they are so appreciative and so excited to see people come down here and do this for them. They just can't understand that people would actually take time out of their lives, come down here, and just pour their love out in building these homes for them.
Yeah. Well, Paul, thank you so much for doing that. I know you and I kind of have a vision as far as Basic Gospel is concerned, and that is to start organizing some trips to go to some places like northern Mexico, or I've been connected with a ministry that's serving a region down in Jamaica, and just to have some times where we're all kind of joined together by the grace of God, living life together in this new covenant, and being able to express that love to some willing recipients of some very tangible things. And Paul, how can we start doing that as a ministry? I think the first thing is just to see what the interest is out there. And if you're listening and you're interested in taking a trip with Basic Gospel to serve in a mission area, would you write that to us? Just send an email to me at bob@basicgospel.net. That's bob@basicgospel.net. We would love to start putting a list together. And then as Paul and I start kind of rolling up our sleeves and maybe putting some ideas to paper and really seeing what we want to do in the future, when we get something down in writing, we'll let you know about it. And I think it would be a lot of fun, don't you, Paul?
Oh, that'd be fantastic. In fact, if you want to just mark your calendars, it's about the third Saturday in June every year. We have this Amora Family Camp, and right now there's about 125 of us that are here on site building three homes. And we do this next year will be the 25th anniversary of the family camp, and I would gladly help or lead or whatever it takes to introduce our radio audience to come down and join us. There's room to put a lot more people in the camp, and we could take quite a few families. And it's not just for adults or like for youth groups, it's for families. And it doesn't have to be young children. We have children as young as 4 years old on site, and it's completely safe. I mean, that's the first question that people ask about Mexico: is it completely safe? And it is very safe. The Amor Ministry has been active since 1980, no incidents whatsoever. And they've built over 22,000 of these homes down here.
Wow.
And their whole mission is, the idea is that when these families start growing in Mexico, if they do not have a place to put the children, they get 10, 12, 13 years old, they're out on the streets. And they're trafficked and all sorts of bad things happen to them. So their vision is to build these homes to keep these families together, and that's exactly what we're doing. They keep these families together as a unit, and they're also put in touch with the church. All the pastors down here select the families that receive these homes, so it's very well organized, very well embedded in all sorts of ways. But it keeps these families together, and it's just such a neat thing to see these families strengthen here in Mexico.
Yeah. Well, Paul, we sure are so grateful that you've joined us today. And again, if you're listening and you would be interested in joining Paul and the Basic Gospel team next summer, for a mission trip to Mexico, send me an email, bob@basicgospel.net, and just let me know you're interested, and we'll start gathering a list. So put some contact information in the email so we can have your name and phone number and maybe your mailing address. And when we put this trip together, we will get in touch with you. So, again, just an email to me, bob@basicgospel.net. And, Paul, we hear a lot of hammering and construction in the background, and I know they're probably ticked off at you for taking a break. So you better get back at it.
Yeah.
I think I got to plan on putting the roof on. So we're on day two. We did the slab yesterday, put all the walls up. It's actually two rooms, and we just put the roof panels on. The plywood's going to go up here in about 30 minutes, and we put the roll roofing on, and tomorrow we begin stucco and then to finish it off.
Oh, man, that just sounds fantastic. And like you said, I know the people that receive this home are just, their hearts are going to just be overwhelmed with gratitude and a sense of appreciation for the love that you've shown them. So, Paul, thanks for jumping on with us today and letting us know of this great work that's going on, and just helping us to see a picture of what the New Testament paints for believers, that as believers we've been set free from sin and death so that we could live righteous and godly lives in this present age. And what that looks like is an eagerness to do good works, works that God has ordained, works that God has sourced, and works that God empowers in and through us. So, Paul, thank you for letting us see that today. We Indeed. Sure appreciate it, my friend.
Yeah.
You're welcome. I better get back to work before they start talking.
Yeah, I know. Thanks, Paul. Bye-bye.
Yes, indeed. Well, beyond Paul's service to Basic Gospel as the chairman of the board of directors, he and Susie and Holly are just the dearest of friends, and we appreciate their love and their fellowship so much. Well, it is Basic Gospel, everybody, and well, back here at home, I guess we need to talk about the year-end, Bob, our fiscal year-end coming up on the 30th, and we want to say thank you to all of those of you who have been a part of supporting this ministry through the months and years, and we really, really need your help as we approach the 30th.
Yeah, it's a critical need. It's an urgent need, and we need you to do something today, or at least by June 30th, so that we can hit our year-end target. We need about 200,000 between now and June 30th. And if we all just do something, step mm-hmm. up to the plate and do something, whether it's $50, $100, somebody out there may be able to give $1,000 or $5,000 or even more.
Even $10,000. Yeah.
But this gospel of Jesus Christ is worth the investment. Yeah. It's the power that changes lives. There's no other power like it out there available to us. And so we need that. The power of the gospel going out through the airwaves, and when it does, lives are changed. That's just been the story of this ministry ever since its beginning. It's yep. going to be the continuing story, and we want you to be a part of it. We want you to invest in the power of the gospel to change lives. So don't wait. Let's make a gift today and make sure that we hit this target, and this good news can keep going out through Basic Gospel each and every day.
And you can donate now or anytime at basicgospel.net. And we encourage you to go there now if you can. Basicgospel.net. Well, it is Basic Gospel, everybody. Bob Christopher, Richard Piper's not here. Bob Davis, thank you for joining us. Bob, we had this question about the sin that entangles. Hebrews 12:1 speaks of the sin that so easily entangles us and the race that is set before us. What is that sin that so easily entangles us, and what is that race that is set before us?
Well, the race set before us is just the life that Christ has called us to, and it's a race where we set our eyes on Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. So it's just this life that we have mm-hmm. in Christ. Now, what are those things that so easily entangle us? You know, he doesn't spell it out here specifically, but he does say there are things that entangle us,
yeah.
And it's just these temptations of the world. It's just the desires of the flesh. It's just all of those things. And when we get our eyes on that, we start thinking, hey, there's real life to be found over there.
Yeah.
There's real happiness to be found over there. So it gets down to this day-to-day trusting the Lord, And that sin that entangles us is when our minds start to wander and our eyes start looking elsewhere for meaning and purpose in life. And that entangles us. That puts a rope around our feet and just trips us up. And, well, what's the cure for that? It's simply to get up, get our eyes back on Jesus, and start moving forward with him.
Yeah. Again, it's Basic Gospel, everybody. We have open lines for you. If it's 15 past the hour, 3 p.m. Central Time, we want to hear from you because you are hearing the live broadcast. 844-322-2742, toll-free in the U.S. and Canada. 844-322-2742. Call now if you can. Bob, an email, a heart that is literally crying out. This is from an anonymous writer. He says, "I am so lonesome. I was made homeless when my mom died. After a long way around the U.S., I am in Kansas, but I want to be near home where I lived with my parents. I have asked and asked and asked God for my purpose and a home. I'm 69 years old, and I want a family to belong to and a purpose in the kingdom. I do nothing except seek him and so want him to be proud of me and let me know that he cares and is with me. Your video helped," he says, and he signs it, "Love you, my brothers." And so, again, that's just a heart that's basically crying out.
Yeah, that is a heart crying out. Yeah. And boy, loneliness is a big problem out there in the world today. We're the most connected people that's ever been with our cell phones and all the things that we use to connect to other people out there in the world. Yet we're the loneliest generation that's ever been. People are lonely. Why? Because they're not having real relationships, real face-to-face time and face-to-face interaction with people. And so those deep, deep soulish needs are being left unmet. And so loneliness is the result of that. Now, it looks like there's a lot of issues going on here. He wants to get home, back to where he grew up and where his family is, and certainly we hope God will open up a way for that to happen. But the real question there, I think, that's important for us to address is the fact that he wants to make God proud of him, that he wants to please God. And there's only one way to do that, and that's by faith. Without faith, it's impossible to please God. And so God desires for you to simply look to the Son. And when you look to the Son, first for life, for eternal life, God's pleased with that.
Yeah.
And then when you continue to look to the Son, when you continue to walk by faith, this life from beginning to end is a by grace through faith proposition. So God is just interested in your heart responding to him in faith. He initiates, you respond.
Right.
So that's the life. So you don't have to do something spectacular out there. You don't have to have this grand achievement that you can hold up to God and say, "Hey, look what I did." Mm-hmm. That's not going to make him proud or isn't going to please him. Yeah. It's just that simple trust in Jesus Christ. So rest in that. Rest in the fact that he's alive, living in you, and that's the other element of this question. If you're truly in Christ, then Christ is in you, and you may feel lonely because you don't have people connections, but you're never alone. Christ is always with you. He's always in you, with the promise that he will never leave you nor forsake you. So he's there. Trust him. And as you just go about your life day by day, trusting in Christ Jesus, then he's going to do stuff in and through you.
Mm-hmm.
You may not know it. You may not be able to recognize what's happening, but you may say something to somebody and it just connects. It resonates deep within their heart and soul and makes a difference for them.
Yeah.
So just go about your day-to-day life knowing that Christ is alive, living in you. You're never lonely. He's always there with you. And as you trust, you're going to look back and you're going to see, oh, here was God's purpose for me in this life.
Yeah. Great answer, Bob. Thank you. And, of course, friends, it is Basic Gospel. Glad you're with us today. Want to remind you that beyond what you hear on the air and online, we have a growing number of resources in our online store to help you toward spiritual growth and maturity and understanding this grace of God and the Lord Jesus Christ. We encourage you to go there and take a look. You can find it at store.basicgospel.net. And we encourage you, as I said, to go there and look at all the resources, books, Bible study guides, and audio and video. So it's store.basicgospel.net, and we can encourage you to go there now. Bob, an email from Chris, who through the Basic Gospel app. He says, is there a difference between someone who is saved versus being a disciple? I ask that because Luke 14, verses 25 through 35, and that Jesus talks about the cost of discipleship. And he says, I've heard some people say that you can't separate salvation from discipleship. I was wondering your thoughts on that matter. That's from Chris, who wrote to us through the Basic Gospel app.
Well, we try to make these differences and levels. And, here's just a Christian, and then here's a real committed Christian, yeah. And then here's the super spiritual guy. And we try to label people in that way, but God just sees us as His children, and He sent His Spirit to take up residence in us. And I think we just need to trust the Spirit to do His work in and through us, and that's what it's all about. Mm-hmm. The word disciple just simply means to be a learner. And I think the Holy Spirit has promised to take the things of the Lord Jesus and make them known to us. He's promised to take those things that we can't discern through human intellect and make them known to us, to show us all the gifts of grace that we have. He's going to reveal to us these good works that we're to walk in. So if we will just trust the Spirit to do His work in us, then everything's just going to be A-okay.
Yeah.
And for relationships one with another within the body of Christ, I think we have to have that same confidence. I'm going to trust the Spirit to work in and through me. I'm going to trust the Spirit to work in and through you. Now, that's the hard one for us to do, yeah. Especially for those of us who are in leadership. Why? Because we want to control outcomes. But we can't control outcomes. We think we can, but when we try, we just mess things up.
Yeah.
And it's really harmful to the people that we're leading. So we just have to trust that the Spirit of God is going to work in people and to encourage them to keep their eyes on Christ. That's the greatest encouragement that we as leaders in ministry can be, mm-hmm. is to be that voice that says, keep your eyes on Jesus,
yeah.
To be that voice that says, read through Ephesians 1 and recognize all the gifts of grace that you have in Christ, that you have every spiritual blessing, to read 2 Peter chapter 1 and realize that you're already equipped with everything you need for life and godliness, mm-hmm. To point people to Romans 8 and to say, hey, nothing in your life can ever separate you from the love of God.
Yeah.
So continue to give encouragement that way, and then trust the Spirit to do His work in and through mm-hmm. a person.
Mm-hmm.
And He's already committed Himself to doing the work that He was called to do. Let's just step aside and let Him do it.
Absolutely. Thank you, Bob. And friends, thank you for joining us for this edition of Basic Gospel. I want to remind you that we stream live video to both Facebook and YouTube every day. And if you go to our website, basicgospel.net, at the very top of the page, you'll see the links to those particular feeds. And I want to remind you, friends, that this $35,000 matching gift offer that we received, that will do a lot to help us meet our fiscal year-end need. Every dollar you give this month will be doubled to turn that $35,000 into $70,000. But as Bob said, our need by the 30th of this month is well beyond that particular amount. So we hope to see not only if we meet that particular need, but exceed it. We need your help to keep the message coming on your station and to take it to new areas and new listeners who don't now have the benefit of hearing what you hear every day on Basic Gospel. They need to hear about the love and grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, and you can help make that happen. happen. So please, click donate at basicgospel.net today and help us reach and exceed that budgetary need. They need to hear about this love and grace of Jesus like you do, as I said, every day. And to say thanks for your support this month, we're going to send you a copy of our new resource called Presence, Rest for the Soul, Power for the Journey. Again, donate now or anytime at basicgospel.net. Overnight, if you have a question or a concern, leave us a voicemail. That number, 844-322-2742, available anytime, day or night. Well, now for Bob Christopher and all the ministry team, I'm Bob Davis with your invitation to be here again tomorrow for another edition of Basic Gospel. Have a call ready for us. We'd love to hear from you. See you then. Bye-bye.